You are building someone right now. Not someday, not when you start the thing or finish the thing or get through the season. Right now, today, with every decision you make before noon, you are laying brick. And the building that those bricks are constructing is the person you're becoming, not the person you say you want to be, the person you're actually building with the raw material of your daily choices. And here's the question that I feel like most people spend an incredible amount of energy not actually asking, because the honest answer is so uncomfortable. Do you recognize the person that you're building? Because you can say all day that you're building someone who is healthy, financially free, spiritually rooted, fully in their calling, like they're owning their potential, baby, showing up as the best version of themselves. And then if you look at the actual daily decisions and find someone being built who sleeps through the alarm, eats whatever requires the least thought, scrolls through the first 45 minutes of consciousness, says they will start Monday for the 47th consecutive Monday, and then goes to bed having consumed far more than they created. Those are not failures. Those are habits, and habits are not character flaws. It's a neural pathway, okay? Deeply grooved, oh, highly efficient, running below the level of consciousness, below the level of conscious decision, doing exactly what they were trained to do. And they will keep doing it. Oh, you believe me, faithfully, automatically, without drama, until you interrupt them with something different enough and consistent enough to build the new groove. The person you want to be is not waiting for you to find motivation. The future version of yourself is waiting for you to build the pathway. And today, imagine that. That's exactly what we're gonna talk about, okay? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast. If you guys have been listening since the beginning, this season is the real deal, Evander Holyfield. I feel like it's the foundation is the worthiness, okay? The walls of this would be the integrity, the windows are trust, and what we're talking about today, the daily habits, the very unglamorous, very unsexy, very nobody watching, this is who I actually am on the daily decisions. This is the roof. Without them, without these daily habits, everything else is going to eventually collapse under the weight of a life that is built on intention, but never action. If you're new here, I am Brandon Lynette. I am the Voice Authority podcast coach. Your mess is your message, okay? My mess with habit has been very specific. It's very specific kind that comes from a brain that is brilliant at starting and genuinely challenged by the middle. I will start 1,000 things and I'll be on fire, right? Like that big system, the new launch, the completely redesigned morning routine that lasts about 11 days and then it gets abandoned real fast. That was my pattern. And bitch, it's not because I lacked commitment, because I get knocked down, I get back up again, right? It's because I lacked that specific understanding of what habit actually is at. What it is at a brain level, okay? What is it at the brain level? Because this is the greatest gift that we've been given. And I think everyone just kind of operates taking it for granted, instead of trying to understand that. And because my brain is a little bit neurospicy, okay? Before it was cool, long before it was cool, it meant a lot to me to understand that. And now, once I have this understanding neurologically, everything has changed in my life. And it's not been a dramatic moment. You know what I mean? It wasn't like big fireworks, like everything has changed in my life. It's still happening incrementally. It is like everything we talk about on the show, one rep at a time. Okay. Today's episode, you guys, I imagine that I literally just put these on. I don't know why I don't just show you guys the package if you're watching this on YouTube. I literally just stuck these on. In fact, my proof is still the trash is on my desk right now. It's weird. I don't know why I still get nervous recording. I don't know why. I think it's part of my focus too, because of my neurospicy brain. I have relied on these stickers for a year now. It's been a year that they've been in my life. So many things have changed. Like, I've worked on my nervous system. If you guys follow me on social media, which that's a very scary place to follow me. It is. I posted my sleep schedule, right? Like I'm in my era of like high sleep score, right? And amazing things are happening. Like my body is transforming for the first time without forced weight loss. Like I just can't even, I can't put my finger on it. I don't have the words to describe that everything I've done, like all of this healing, everything has led up to this moment. And my body on the outside is actually going to start representing how good and great I feel on the inside. Like I'm going to be someone that people could take serious. I could tell you about your habits because I'm changing mine one rep at a time. And things that have really helped me, I would say, are going to be these stickers. Okay. I've told you guys about the ones my husband wears for pain. Liberty and freedom. This is kind of what they look like. If you guys are not following me on YouTube, you should subscribe today because I'm actually showing you pictures of what the packages look like. This is my pain regimen. This is for people if you have chronic pain. And I mean, I have testimonies. You guys can message me if you want to ask questions. A guy that my husband works with, chronic pain, was on tons of medication. He takes this now and he has squared down to, I think he takes one pain pill a day. So incredibly powerful testimonies I have with all of this, but this is just like, being functional for me with my nervous system, and now just incredible things are happening. And I, do I wear it every day? No, there's some days where I have the liberty of hiding under the blanket on the couch from all the scary fake tigers and bears that are attacking me. But the days I really do have to perform, I appreciate the help. You guys, listen to me. There's something about a body that moves well, that a body that has balance and mobility, that is not compensating for something that's not working right, that maps directly kind of onto even everything I talk about today. Everything I talk about, you guys, this habit-built life is a life that moves with ease. And it's not because things are perfect. It's because the daily decisions we built on the infrastructure for ease, right? Liberty is like that for the body. It is that core. It is the core of all the patches we have. It brings your body back to homeostasis the fastest. And I would say right now, this is an emergency for your elderly parents, for the people that have lost their balance in any kind of way. I'd say this is something you really can't sleep on. Yeah, cool. You've been fine with your nervous system so far, but if you have someone that you love that is struggling with balance, this is going to give them their power back. And I would love to meet you in person. If you guys are local to me, if you're tuning in, you're local to me. I will show you a real life example. I can put this patch on you and it's going to shift everything, you guys. It is a zero ingredient. There are absolutely no ingredients in these stickers, okay? It is an FDA registered medical device. Jay had to go through a lot to create this, and he spent a lot of time and money and effort and like life force to build this for us. And I think it's incredible. All made in the USA. We want to support the country. I just can't say enough about it. And giving that power back, you guys, okay? I could put these on a baby, safe for everybody. My links are in the show notes. Please check it out. Okay. So habit, the thing that is quietly building you, whether you're paying attention or not. Okay. Habit, you guys, is not a choice that you make. It's a habit is a choice that you've already made. You made it so many times that it stopped being a choice and it started being automatic. That's the definition that changes how you approach this. Because most people right now, they treat their habits like active decisions. They think they're choosing the snooze button every morning, but you're not choosing it. The choosing happened hundreds of mornings ago when they hit it repeatedly enough that the brain just built that pathway for it. Now it just runs it. No decision required, right? The alarm goes off, the hand moves, the brain's barely awake, the snooze is hit. That's not a character failure at all. You're not lazy, you're not a bum, it's just an automated sequence now. It's all the data collected and captured in this run. And this is the most, I'm going to tell you guys, the most practically useful thing you're going to hear today. Deep inside your brain, there is a structure called the basal ganglia, okay? And the basal ganglia's entire job, it's one function. The thing it does magnificently and without rest is to take repeated behaviors and convert them from conscious decisions into automatic routines. The process is called chunking. Chunking. Okay. The brain takes a sequence of actions. Alarm goes off, eyes open, feet hit the floor, kettle on, journal open, Bible open, and it chunks that sequence into a single automatic program. And am I the only one here that uses a kettle? Is that weird? Does everybody else microwave their water for tea? Am I the only one? That's so funny. It chunks the sequence into a single automated program. So it's one trigger, one program, minimal cognitive effort. This is extraordinary when the program is serving you. You do not have to decide to brush your teeth every morning. The program runs. You do not have to decide to put on your seatbelt. The program runs. The basal ganglia has chunked thousands of these sequences and made your life infinitely more efficient because of it. And it is devastating when the program is not serving you because the basal ganglia does not evaluate the program it stores. It does not ask whether the sequence is good for you. It just stores what gets repeated. And so the doom scroll that starts the day, the stress eating by 3 p.m., the wine that signals the body that the workday is over, the passive entertainment that fills the evening until sleep, all of these are programs stored faithfully, running automatically. And again, it's not because you are lazy or undisciplined or broken. It's because your basal ganglia did exactly what it was designed to do with the input that it was given. Okay. Don't we love that more than anything to realize that something is not our fault? It's not our fault, technically. Now, it's your fault if you stay here, bitch. If you hear this whole episode and you don't do shit to change this, like, that's fucked up. But we have the power now. The ball is in our court. This is the neuroplasticity that I want to give you guys. That is incredible news. The basal ganglia stores new programs with the same faithfulness that it stored the old ones. What? You can rewrite a program. And I am not tech savvy, so it's crazy to me that my go-to is to talk about this data, programming, all of this stuff. It's wild to me. So in my own version, this is me attacking and bringing on technology. It's just in the brain I have and not the computer I'm staring at. Every new sequence you repeat consistently, every time the alarm goes off and you get up instead of hitting snooze, every time 3 p.m. arrives and you drink water instead of eating your feelings, every time the evening comes and you create instead of consume, the basal ganglia is watching. It is counting. And when the repetition reaches a certain threshold, it chunks the new sequence into a program. And the program starts running automatically. The new habit becomes as effortless as the old one. And it's not because you finally found enough willpower, because you gave the basal ganglia new input until it built the new groove. New roads, baby. Willpower, you guys, I'm sorry to say, is not the fucking answer. Repetition is the answer, the very unsexy thing that only a few people are willing to do. But repetition, you guys, is available to everyone. Everyone. And this is the habit trap that kills more good intentions than anything else. And it is so common that it has almost become invisible, okay? Ooh, the all or nothing thinking. It's killing you. It killed me for a very long time, bitch. It's killing you. You decided to change the morning routine. You did it perfectly for the 9 days. On day 10, something happens. For me, it's day 11. Maybe you were sick. Ugh, me, it's the period, right? Or the kid was sick, the schedule blew up, and I missed it. And the all or nothing brain looked at the missed day and filed it under the streak is broken, routine is ruined. I have failed this. Might as well start over on Monday. And Monday becomes next Monday, and next Monday becomes next month. And the 9 days of perfect execution produced exactly zero lasting change because that basal ganglia needs 30 to 60 to 90 days of consistent input to chunk a new program, not 9 days interrupted by a perfect reset. Okay. And I'm going to tell you something. You're like 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. Bitch, that time's going to go by anyway. It's going to go by no matter what the fuck you do. So you may as well do something because this all or nothing trap, it's not a motivation problem. It's just math. It's a math problem. You're measuring the wrong thing. You're measuring streak when you should be measuring percentage, right? 9 days out of 10 is 90%. 90% is extraordinary. 90% sustained over 60 days builds the motherfucking habit. 0% sustained over the next 2 weeks, waiting for the perfect Monday to restart. That builds nothing except a more sophisticated version of the excuse that you are someone who cannot keep habits. On top of that, you want to know how much you're weighing yourself down with the coulda, woulda, shoulda? I should be doing this. I could have done this. Why am I not doing this? That makes your day so fucking heavy. How do you even function on the normal task? Right? That's why you're fucking exhausted. You are not someone who cannot keep habits. You are someone who has been measuring wrong and quitting when the measure fails instead of continuing when the percentage is still high. Miss a day, bitch. Get back to it the next day. Not Monday, but the very next day. Basal ganglia. The basal ganglia does not care about your streak. It cares about your frequency. Keep the frequency high and the program builds regardless of whether the streak was perfect. Okay. The food industry engineered your snacks to be eaten in the specific moments when your habit resolve is at the lowest. You know when that is, right? The mid-afternoon cortisol crash, post-dinner dopamine dip, that late night when the prefrontal cortex has clocked the fuck out. They know the architecture of your day better than you do. They know when the basal ganglia is most susceptible. They did the research. They know about this stuff. When it's the most susceptible to the old comfort-seeking programs, and they position their products at those exact moments in the exact formats. Very convenient, very hyper-palatable, portion size, ambiguous, and that makes the automatic reaching feel like a choice. It is not a choice. It is a program they helped install in your brain, and they are profiting from it running every single day while your health goals collect dust on your notes app. Okay. The pharmaceutical industry profits from the chronic condition that the habit of processed food consumption, sedentary living, chronic stress, and poor sleep produces at a scale. I just went down a rabbit hole of this sedentary living and I'm kind of panicked because I sit at my desk a lot. Like they say it's as bad as smoking cigarettes. So I'm like, oh my God, what do I do? And so, what am I going to do to make myself feel better? I usually have a 20-minute window between interviews and recording. So I'm like, man, there's a treadmill right behind this curtain. Do I just nail that treadmill, make myself feel better? It's terrifying. We really have to take care of our bodies. We have to be consciously aware. But what else are the systems putting into you? Chronic stress, that poor sleep. All of that's producing on a scale, large scale level. They didn't create the habits. They just built the business model around what habits go unchallenged for all these decades. Your daily habits are either building toward their market or away from it. And that's not abstract. Like, that is the very specific biological consequence of the specific decisions that you make before noon every single day. Okay. The morning routine that saved my output and the morning routine that almost broke me. I've been there, okay? And the one that almost broke me first, I've read all the books. Bitch, I knew about the 5 a.m. club and the miracle morning and the cold plunge and the journal and the meditation and the workout and the gratitude practice. Reading the visualization. I'm like tired already talking about all that. Maybe we need to pause the show for a minute. I built a morning routine that included all of it. Genuinely, all of it. 90 minutes of structured optimization that looked magnificent on paper and required a level of executive function at 5 a.m. that my brain simply did not have available. 11 days. It lasted 11 days. That's my sweet spot. And it's not because I lack commitment, because I had built a routine for a robot, not a human being. I stacked so many new habits simultaneously that my basal ganglia had no idea what program to run. Instead of chunking anything into automation, it's burning through the full cognitive load of multiple new decisions every single morning before my tea is done. And the cognitive load was unsustainable. And so, what happens when shit is unsustainable? We quit. And then, holy shit, I feel so bad about quitting. And then I was like, fuck it, I'm going to wait until Monday. Monday came about a year later. Okay, you guys know how that goes. The one that saved my output was embarrassing. It was embarrassingly simple. One new thing added to what was already running. I already made the tea every day. That program's locked in. It's running automatic, required nothing from me. So I attach the new thing to the existing program. I start the hot water, okay, and I open the Bible. That's it. Not journaling, meditation, visualization, reading. Like, I open the Bible, okay? I mark what I'm going to be reading for the day, and then I take my tea and I go snuggle on the couch with my very gorgeous cat, okay, who is just my spirit animal, okay? Little naked cat Gertie. If you follow me, I guess you guys probably know who she is, but if not, it's worth it to go stalk my profile just to see her because she's so fucking cute. But that's it. That I started there before I touched my phone. That's what I did. That's what I did. And sometimes I would set even just a minimum. Like, there's a couple days, like 2 weeks ago, where, what I was reading, I wasn't really connecting to. And so I'm like, why am I reading, all these chapters when it's not connecting? So I told myself, I'm gonna read one page today. One page of what's on my calendar, what's on my schedule. I did that for a few days and I didn't beat myself up for everything missed. I just jumped right back into the schedule when it was fit for me. So now my basal ganglia has something to work with. The existing tea program was the trigger. The new Bible routine, okay, that behavior was the routine that attached to it. So a couple weeks of that, the chunking happens. That's it. Kettle, Bible, I don't think about it. Okay. Now, new things that I've added to that stack. I switched it up a little bit because that was successful. The program ran, and from that foundation, one small, automatic, consistent, consciously aware running program, everything else became possible to add. And I didn't do it all at once. It's just one at a time. And I'll tell you guys some things. I was literally just talking on an interview show on one of my episodes today of what I did with someone, or how this works for me. I walk downstairs now and I get on the vibration plate because it works for me. I'm on the vibration plate. I've got weights in front of me and I'm there for 10 minutes. Get off the vibration plate. I do my weights. I say my weights probably take me like 20 minutes. It just became automatic. And then from there, I have my shoes right at the door of my office. I step into my shoes, I walk in on my treadmill, and I do my steps. Now, what I was talking about today is it's hilarious because the other day I came here and my shoes weren't there because I wore them outside to help my husband on working on the car last weekend. My shoes weren't where they normally were. And my brain automatically was like frozen, like, holy shit, the shoes aren't fucking here. Abort mission. Okay. It was too much to go find my shoes in another room. So I literally recalibrated the day. Like, I'll just hit this later. I'll hit this later. So I'm saying preparation for these daily habits is very important. If you have to put your shoes in a specific place before you go to bed, do it. But it is that habit that has saved me. And so once I'm done with the weights and the treadmill, I get my tea, I snuggle the cat, and like I get to enjoy just time with her, with a quiet house every single morning. And it's that chunking. I've added one little thing. You guys, it's not glamorous, right? It's not sexy. It doesn't make a good transformation reel. Nobody asks me how my day goes, and it's the same every fucking day. My day's the same. Very unsexy. But I'll tell you what also is very cool about it, okay? Not cool for clicks and likes, not cool to allure you to live a life like mine, but it absolutely reliably, neurologically is building the person that I'm describing when I tell you who the fuck I want to be. You see that? And this, real life shit, this is going to show up in the gap between the Sunday version and the Wednesday reality. Sunday, you're rested, spacious, clear. You could see exactly who you want to be and exactly what that person does every day. The habits are obvious. The path is clear. The commitment feels real and sustainable. And finally, this is the week. And by Wednesday, the clarity has been replaced by the familiar friction of actual life. The schedule is filled back up. Energy dipped. The old programs reasserted themselves with the quiet authority of someone who has been running for 10 years or running the program for years. And the vision person stayed on Sunday while the real person just shows up on Wednesday. And the gap is not a motivation gap, it's a design gap. You built a vision on Sunday, but you did not build a system that survives a Wednesday. And Wednesday is where the habit lives or dies. Not in the vision, but in the friction. And the friction has to be designed for, not ignored. The planning, set it up. This shows up in the content that you consume versus the content that you're creating. Every hour you spend consuming, you know what I'm saying? Like scrolling, watching, reading, listening. Your brain is running a passive receiving program. And every hour that you create, when you're writing, recording, building, making, your brain is running an active generating program. Both are habits, both are being chunked by the basal ganglia. And the ratio of consuming to creating in your daily life is the ratio of the person you're building. I'm not even a numbers person, and numbers are important here. A person whose daily habit is consumption builds a fucking consumer. A person whose daily habit is creation builds a creator. As a creator, I could tell you 10 out of 10, this is a fact. It's true. The calling, the podcast, the message, the business, the impact, it requires a creator. And creators are built by the daily habit of creating, not by the daily consumption of content about creating. And if your brain is like mine and it gets a little bored with repetition faster than most brains, our brains are we're kind of energized by novelty. Our brains crave the new thing. We've started approximately 900 projects with genuine enthusiasm and finished a fraction of that. The habit challenge is very specific for us, okay? The basal ganglia needs repetition to chunk. And the brain that needs novelty to stay engaged is in direct conflict with the repetition that the habit requires. The boredom, bitch, that comes so fast and long before the chunking. And the boredom feels like a signal to stop when it's actually just the sign that the habit is in the exact phase where continuing matters most. If you're bored, bitch, stay the course. And if you use that reframe, it makes this workable. The repetition does not have to feel good to work. The basal ganglia does not require that you enjoy the rep. It requires that you just do the rep, okay? Boredom isn't the stop sign. Boredom is the brain doing the unsexy middle work of building the groove. Do the rep bored, do the rep tired, do the rep when the motivation is nowhere and the resistance is loud, and every part of you would rather do something new and interesting. The chunking is happening regardless of how you feel about it. The groove is building, the program is forming, and the day it runs automatically, the day you sit down to do the thing without deciding to do the thing, you will understand why the board reps were the most important ones. Okay. And you guys know I have to just pause you for just a second, because if this episode is describing the specific pattern that you've kind of been stuck in, that all or nothing, the restarts, the Sunday vision that dies by Wednesday, the starting strong and you lose in the middle, can you please share this with a person that might need to hear it today? And subscribe, leave a written review if you haven't. It just takes a minute, but that's that review, you sharing this, that gets it in front of the next person who is sitting in that very large gap between who they say they are and who their habits are clearly building. So do it now and then come back here. Okay. You guys know I have to throw a wild card in here. You know, the thing that's going to reframe everything we talk about in a way that you won't forget. You are not working toward the person you want to become. You're voting for them every day with every habit. Every single decision is a vote. It's not a guarantee, not a contract, but it's a vote for the version of yourself you're building. And elections are won by the candidate who gets the most votes over time, not by the candidate who has the biggest surge on one particular day. So the morning you drag yourself out of bed and do the thing when you absolutely do not want to, that's a vote. The meal you prepare instead of ordering the convenient garbage, that's a vote. The content you create instead of consume, that's a vote. The episode you record when your energy is low and the inner critic is loud, that's a vote. The promise you keep to yourself on a Tuesday when no one would ever know if you broke it, that's a vote. None of those votes feel insignificant in the moment. None of them produce the immediate visible result that the motivated version of you is looking for, but every single one of them is registered by. Yeah, bitch, the basal ganglia, which is the building, it's the building of the program, it's doing the things by the anterior cingulate cortex. Okay, that is monitoring for integrity. Okay, between who you say you are. You guys, that's the word I forgot in the show a couple weeks ago. Do you remember that? How embarrassing. But it just came to me all this time it came to me. But that's the part of you that's building that integrity between who you say you are and how you're living, by the nervous system, which is learning whether or not you could be trusted. And by God, who is watching, not the grand gesture, but the daily faithfulness, the small obediences, the unglamorous reps, the building that happens when no one is watching. And Jesus talked about this with the precision of someone who understood the basal ganglia. And I don't even think they talked about nerd brain stuff. They probably didn't know about the brain back then, before it had a name, right? Didn't know what it was. Whoever is faithful in very little is also faithful in much. And that's not inspirational sentiment. That is a neurological observation. The person who is faithful in very little is the person who is building the program, who is giving the basal ganglia the repetition it needs to chunk faithfulness into an automatic response, who is voting one small decision at a time for the version of themselves that is capable of much. You're not waiting for the big moment to become who you want to be. You are becoming them right now in the next decision and the next one and the one after that. So please vote accordingly. And I mean, what's the next thing to do? We identify the one habit that, honestly, if it ran automatically every day, let's talk about that one habit. Which one would have the most downstream impact on everything else? And I'm not saying the most impressive habit. This isn't a, nobody gives a shit about your habits. This is about you, between you and you. Let's talk about the most consequential one, the one that, when it runs, makes everything more possible. For most people, like, that's the morning anchor. You know, the first thing, the one thing that sets the tone. That's mine. That's my anchor, the morning rep. So pick that, make it small enough that the resistance is minimal, then attach it to something that already runs automatically. Maybe, you know, for you, it's coffee, journal, alarm off, feet on the floor, whatever the sequence is. That you already have an existing trigger, you're going to add the new behavior and give it 30 days before you add anything else. Okay. And then I want you to drop this streak and I want you to start tracking the percentage. Get a simple calendar, physical, okay, on the wall, visible, and put an X on every day you did the thing. Do not track perfection, track frequency. If you miss a day, mark it differently, not as a failure, but it's just the data. And then get back to it the next day, not Monday, but tomorrow. The percentage is what builds the program. The streak is what builds the shame spiral when it breaks. So please make sure you're measuring the right thing. And then third is to identify the one habit that's running automatically right now that is building the wrong person, the very specific program that fires consistently and costs you something every single time. I'm not saying go for all of them. I'm just saying one. The most expensive one. And this week, do not try to eliminate it. Just interrupt it once. The basal ganglia's programs are triggered by cues. So identify the cue for the habit you want to interrupt. Change the cue's environment. Put the phone in a different room before bed. Keep the food out of the house instead of relying on willpower when it's already there. Change the environment and the cue loses its trigger. The program does not fire. And every time the program does not fire, the groove gets shallower. One interrupted program this week, that's the rep. Okay. That's the rep. You guys can have every insight from every, you can have all the insight. Okay. The, especially from previous episodes, right? You could have like the worthiness, the integrity, the trust, the boundaries, the purpose, even the story. But I'm going to tell you, if the daily habits are building the wrong person, the insights stay in the notes app. That's real. Knowledge is not the gap anymore. Action is not the gap either. Okay, exactly. The habit is the gap. The automated, unconscious, basal ganglia managed daily decisions that are building someone right now, whether or not you're paying attention. Okay, so just pay attention, not with anxiety, not, you know, don't get crazy about it. I'm just saying, you know, have intention. One small decision at a time, one rep at a time, one vote at a time for the person you are describing when you talk about who you're becoming. You do not need more motivation. You just need a better system. You do not need a bigger vision. You just need a smaller starting habit. And you do not need another Monday. You need the next 5 minutes. So get up, do the damn thing, vote for the right person. Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. The smallest seed planted in the ground, growing without drama, without announcement, without anyone watching, until one day it is a tree. That is not a parable about patience. It is a parable about the power of the small, consistent thing done faithfully and the unsexy middle. The mustard seed's your daily habit, babe. The tree is who you become. So plant the seed, tend it. Do not dig it up and check on it every 3 days, wondering why it's not a tree yet. Okay, it's growing. You just cannot see it from here. If this episode spoke to your patterns, please like the show, subscribe to the show, share the show, leave a written review. Make sure you guys head to brandonlinette.com and get on my list. I'm working with my Egyptian. If you guys know, you know where we are getting the new website rolled out so soon, I hope. I really hope, like, in the next 2 weeks, okay? I have a little, some more things to create for him, and he's working hard at it. Make sure you're watching the show on YouTube. In fact, I had a comment the other day, and some guy's like, "Am I the only one that watches this?" And I feel like it feels like that. It really does feel like that. The view count is going up, but not where I feel like it should be. So help me out over there. Make sure you guys get your patches in my link if you need that peace patch or the Zen patch, or if you have someone you know that needs the Liberty and freedom, go for that. Okay. Your body deserves the same intentional daily care that you are about to start giving every other area of your life. Make sure you check the show notes, see how you could work with me. You guys know how to reach out to me. I answer all of my own messages. And really, all I want to say is vote for the right person starting today.